outer solar system material that bombarded us in the first 100 million years or so, and that's
many comets.
Yes, thousands. I mean, the impact rates on the early Earth, you wouldn't want to be around then. The impact rates were thousands of times higher than today. So
snowballs everywhere.
Yeah, snowball. It's called the late veneer theory of how the Earth got its water.
That is dramatic. And those other planets that have water, same way?
Probably the same way, but some of the architectures of these distant solar systems we're finding are quite different. Some of them have big, giant planets like Jupiter on orbits much closer to their sun than Mercury is to our sun. So there are probably some different scenarios for how the water moves around in these other solar systems.
Let's go to Bradley now in Columbia, Missouri, home of the University of Missouri. Hi, Bradley.
Hey, so I was thinking maybe Mars would be more like Earth if we just threw a bunch of asteroids at it and gave it more mass. But I was wanting the guests to tell us what exactly is a universe. Thank you.
All right, you got it.
Okay, so a cosmologist would define the universe as, the space and time and everything that they contain. So the observable universe, and we qualify by saying the observable universe, which is what you can see with your telescopes. And to us, the observable universe is about 100 billion galaxies worth. It's about 40 billion light years in any direction, so it's a pretty big volume and a large amount of content, and the total number of stars in that volume contained in all those galaxies is about 100,000 billion billion, so 10 to the power 23, one with 23 zeros. So that's the simple definition of how big it is and what it contains, but that's the observable universe. The cosmologists also make a distinction between what you can observe with telescopes and all that there might be. So the physical universe, all that there might be, is potentially much larger than the observable universe, and that alluding back to the multiverse idea we talked about a while ago, that there could be areas of space-time that we have not yet inspected with our telescopes and, in fact, may never be able to inspect.
Chris, if we had 10 astronomers in a room or 10 physicists in a room, would we have 10 different theories about things, the universe and everything else?
For theories like the origin, you'd have pretty good agreement on the Big Bang, but on the frontier questions that we've been discussing, you might have, four or five different opinions. And on things like even planets and how planets form and the details of that, you'd have different ideas too. So, when you have a subject that's still fairly young and immature, I would say, you have very interesting debates between the practitioners. They don't always agree.
No, they don't. Trevor is in Spokane, Washington. First-time caller. Hi, Trevor.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So, Chris, I was wondering what you thought about the black hole and if anything can actually go into it and where exactly how it comes to be. It seems like not a lot of people talk about the black hole.
Sure. We've got pretty good evidence that black holes exist. There's maybe 25 or 30 good candidates for a collapsed star, so dense that nothing can escape, not even light, and that's really the definition of a black hole in the nearby universe, which is to say within a few hundred light years. There's also actually even better evidence of a massive black hole in the center of our galaxy. That evidence has come in the last decade or so, and that's a beast of roughly 4 million times the mass of the sun, right at the center of our galaxy, where there's a big pile of stars by gravity, but there's also an extraordinarily compact object that must be a black hole. So to many astronomers, it's kind of extraordinary that the best evidence we have of a black hole is of one much larger than a single star. It's really actually very good evidence. We've seen single stars. We've seen stars orbiting that black hole, almost grazing the event horizon, and we hope actually to learn more about black holes by studying stars orbiting the center of our galaxy, which is 28,000 light years away. It's quite a long distance.
Sure is. Let's go to Duarte, California. Scott's with us. Scott, always a pleasure. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. Great guest tonight. And,
sure is.
I was just wondering what you felt, about how long your theory is it may be till we have actual contact with